Phoenix Audio presents
Salt, A World History by Mark Kurlansky, read by Scott Brick. Introduction. The Rock. I bought the rock in Spanish Catalonia, in the rundown hillside mining town of Cardona, an irregular pink trapezoid with elongated, curved indentations etched on its surface by raindrops. It had an odd translucence and appeared to be a cross between rose quartz and soap. The resemblance to soap came from the fact that it dissolved in water and its edges were worn smooth like a used soap bar. I paid too much for it, nearly $15. But it was, after all, despite a rosy blush of magnesium, almost pure salt, a piece of the famous Salt Mountain of Cardona. The various families that had occupied the castle atop the next mountain had garnered centuries of wealth from such rock. I took it home and kept it on a windowsill. One day it got rained on and white salt crystals started appearing on the pink. My rock was starting to look like salt, which would ruin its mystique. So I rinsed off the crystals with water. Then I spent 15 minutes carefully patting the rock dry. By the next day, it was sitting in a puddle of brine that had leached out of the rock. The sun hit the puddle of clear water. After a few hours, square white crystals began to appear in the puddle. Solar evaporation was turning brine into salt crystals. For a while, it seemed I had a magical stone that would perpetually produce brine puddles. Yet the rock never seemed to get smaller. Sometimes in dry weather it would appear to completely dry out, but on a humid day, a puddle would again appear under it. I decided.